Welcome to Epworth United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Debbie Weatherspoon. Our Lenten journey has brought us to Holy Week, beginning with Palm Sunday. Our service began with the processional of waving the palms, and then shifted into the scripture readings of the plot to kill Jesus, his last meal with his friends, the disciples, his prayer in the garden, and his arrest and trial, ending with his crucifixion. This Holy Week is a deeply meaningful spiritual time, or at least it can be. If we take the time to reflect on the scripture and the story, and participating in the additional worship services such as Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. We hope that this is a meaningful week for you as you remember the story of the way on this sacred land.
Creator sets free, Jesus and his followers came to the foot of the house mountain, of Olive Mountain at House of Figs, Bethany, and House of Unripe Figs, Bethpage, at the Village of Peace, Jerusalem. From there, he sent out two of his followers. "Go on into the village just ahead of us," he instructed them. "Right when you enter the village, you will see a donkey colt that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it to me. If anyone asks, 'What are you doing?' say to them, 'Our wisdom keeper is in need of this donkey and will soon return it.'" His followers went where they were told, found a colt tied by a near gate near the village pathway, and untied it. Some of the people standing nearby said to them, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered them, just as their wisdom keeper had instructed, so they were permitted to go. They brought the young donkey to Creator sets free, Jesus, and laid their deerskins and Pendleton blankets on the colt. And then he sat down upon it.
A crowd gathered around, and some of them laid their buffalo robes on the road, while others spread out branches with large leaves they had cut from the fields. The people were hoping he would be a mighty warrior chief like their ancestor, much loved one, David, to set them free from the people of iron, Romans. But he did not ride a war horse on that day, as one might expect. Instead, he rode a small, humble donkey colt. He came weeping over the village of peace, Jerusalem. But even this could not silence the hope of the crowd. The people encircled him front and back. Hosanna! Set us free, they shouted. Blessed is the one who comes representing the Great Spirit. The good road of our ancestor, much loved one, has arrived. Hosanna to the one above us all.
When I cross over, I will shout and sing. I will know my Savior by the mark where the nails have been.
One morning, after Creator sets free, that's Jesus, had finished praying, one of his followers, the ones who walked the road with him, came to him and said, "Wisdom keeper, teach us how to pray in the same way that he shows goodwill," that's John, "taught his followers. Creator Sets Free smiled and said to them, "When you send your words to the Great Spirit, here is how you should pray. Oh, Great Father, the one who lives above us all, your name is sacred and holy. Bring your good road to us, where the beauty of the world above is reflected in the earth below. Provide for us day by day the elk, the buffalo, the salmon, the corn, the squash, the wild rice, all those good things we need every day to feed our families. Release us from the things we have done wrong in the same way we release others for the things done wrong to us. Guide us away from selfish desires that tempt us to stray from your good road. And rescue us from that evil one and his worthless ways. Your good road, with its great power and beauty, shines like the sun to the time beyond the end of all days. Let your prayers rise like smoke to the Great Spirit. He will see and he will answer you. Every step is a prayer. As you dance upon the earth, the way will open before you. Search for the ancient pathways. You will find them. Answers will come to the ones who ask, and good things will be found by the ones who search for them. And the way will open before the ones who keep dancing their prayers."
It was now only 2 days before the traditional yearly Passover, and Bread Without Yeast Festival would be celebrated. The head holy men and the scroll keepers were scheming together about ways to have him captured and killed. "We should not do it during the festival," they decided, "for that might create an uprising among the people."
Creator Sets Free Jesus was in the village of House of Figs, Bethany, in the home of hearing man Simon, who had a skin disease. He was leaning back, sitting on the floor at the table, when a woman with a pottery jar full of costly, sweet-smelling ointment came to Creator Sets Free. Jesus broke the pottery jar and poured the ointment over his head. Some of his followers, who saw this, became angry and said to each other, "Why waste this costly ointment? It could have been traded for food and goods to give to the poor." So they spoke harshly to her. "Let her be," Creator Sets Free Jesus spoke up. "Why are you troubling her? She has done a good thing for me. You can help the poor any time, for they will always be among you, but I will not. This is her gift to me to prepare me for my burial. I speak from my heart, when the good story is told all over the world, her story will also be told as a memorial."
It was then that speaks well of Judas, also known as Village Man Iscariot, who was one of the 12, left there and went to the head holy man to betray Creator Sets Free Jesus into their hands. When they heard this, it pleased them, so they promised to pay him well. So speaks well of Judas began to go look for the right time to betray him.
It was now the first day of Bread Without Yeast. This was when the ceremonial lamb would be killed and eaten. "Where do you want us to go to prepare the ceremonial meal?" his followers asked their wisdom keeper. "Go into the village," he instructed two of his followers, "and there you will meet a man carrying a water pouch. Follow him into whatever lodging house he enters, and say to the headsman of the lodging house, 'Our wisdom keeper asks, where is the room where I can eat the ceremonial meal with my followers?' He will then show you a large upper room that will be set up and ready for you. There you can prepare the ceremonial meal for us."
When the sun was setting,
Jesus and his 12 followers went to the room that had been prepared, and they all sat down around the table. "I speak from my heart," he said during the meal. "One of you who eats here with me will now betray me." Their hearts fell to the ground, and one by one they said to him, "I am not the one, am I?" "Is one of the 12 the one who has just dipped his bread into the bowl with me?" he said to all. "The true human being must walk the path chosen for him, as written in the sacred teachings, but it will not go well for the one who betrays him. It would be better if he had never been born."
During the meal, Jesus took some of the fried bread and broke it into pieces and gave it to each of his followers. "This is my body," he told them. "Take it and eat it." He then took a cup of wine, gave thanks to the Great Spirit, and passed the cup to all, who then drank from it. "This is my lifeblood of the peace treaty, poured out on behalf of many people," he said to them. "I speak from my heart. I will not drink from the fruit of the vine again until the day when I will drink it with you in a fresh and new way as we walk Creator's good road together."
Traditional song, and then left to walk to Olive Mountain. "All of you will turn away from me," he told them as they walked along. "It was written in the sacred teachings, 'Attack the shepherd and the sheep will scatter.' But when I return from the world of the dead, I will go ahead of you to the circle of nations, Galilee." Then stands on the rock, Peter spoke out, "Even if they all turn away from you, I will not." "I speak from my heart," he said back to him. "This very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny 3 times that you even know me." "No," stands on the rock, Peter cried out fiercely. "Even if I must die with you, I will never turn away." And all of the others said the same thing.
Creator set free and his followers came to a place where the olives are crushed, Gethsemane, a garden with many olive trees. "Sit here," he said to his followers, while I go over there and pray. He then took with him stands on the rock, Peter. He takes over, James, and he shows goodwill, John, to a place not far from the others. There he became deeply troubled and full of sorrow. My heart is full of sorrow to the point of death, he said to his three followers who were with him. Stay here and watch over me. He went a little ways from them, dropped his face to the ground, and prayed that, if possible, he would be spared from this time of suffering. Abba, honored Father, he cried out, nothing is too hard for you. Take this bitter cup of suffering away from me. But I want only your way, not mine. He then returned and found his followers sleeping. One who hears, Simon, he said to stands on the rock, Peter, using his family name, are you asleep? Could you not stay awake with me even for 1 hour? Stay awake and pray so that you will be able to face the fiery trial ahead of you. The human body is weak, but the spirit is strong. Once again, he went from them and prayed the same words. He returned again and found his followers asleep, for their eyes were heavy and they had no answer for him. After praying again, he returned a third time and woke them up from their sleep. Do you still sleep? Have you rested enough? He said to them. Wake up. The time is upon us. The true human being has been betrayed into the hands of the ones with bad hearts. Rise up. We must go. Look. The one who has turned against me is here.
The ones who had arrested Creator Sets Free dragged him away and brought him to the chief holy man. The scroll keepers and the elders of the Grand Council had gathered there to question him. Stands on the rock, Peter, followed from a safe distance and went right into the courtyard of the chief holy man. He then sat down next to the lodge guards and warmed himself by the fire. The head holy men and the Grand Council kept trying to find someone who would speak against Creator Sets Free so they could put him to death. But they found no one who could agree, even though many came forward and spoke lies against him. Then some false witnesses came forward and said, "We heard him say, 'I will tear down this sacred lodge made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands.' But even about this, they could not keep their stories straight. The chief holy man stood before all in the center of the room.
Have you nothing to say to these accusations?"
But Creator Sets Free just stood there silently and gave no answer.
"Are you the chosen one, the son of the one who is blessed?"
"I am. And you will see the true human being sitting at the right hand of the power when he comes riding the clouds of the spirit world above."
The chief holy man tore his regalia and turned to the council.
"Why do we even need witnesses? You have heard him speak against the Great Spirit with your own ears. What does the council have to say?"
The decision was agreed on by all: death. Some began to spit on him. They covered his face and struck him, saying, "Prophecy." Then the lodge guards took him and struck him with the back of their hands. Below the house, outside in the courtyard, one of the servant women of the chief holy man saw stands on the rock, or Peter, warming himself by the fire. She looked closely at him.
"You are also with Creator Sets Free from Seed Planter Village."
"I do not know him or what you are saying."
And as he moved away toward the outside of the courtyard, a rooster crowed. The servant woman, seeing him walk away, said to some of the men there,
"He is one of them."
But again, he denied it. And after a while, some others who were standing by said to him, "You must be one of the followers. You talk like someone from the Circle of Nations." stands on the rock cursed and made a sacred oath.
I do not know this man you are talking about.
Right then, a rooster crowed for the second time. Stands on the rock remembered what Creator Sets Free had told him. Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny three times that you know me. Then Stands on the rock broke down and wept. As the sun began to rise, the head holy men counseled together with the tribal elders, the scroll keepers, and the grand council. Then with ropes, they bound Creator Sets Free once again and took him to Spear of the Great Waters, also known as Pontius Pilate. But to the amazement of the governor, Creator Sets Free answered not one word. It was a tradition during the Passover festival to release to the crowd one criminal, whomever they wanted. At that time, they were holding a man in prison, a killer who had been part of an uprising against the people of iron, whose name was Son of His Father, or Barabbas. So the crowd began to ask Spear of the Great Waters to release a prisoner. The governor raised his voice and asked the crowd,
"Should I release to you the chief of the tribal nation?"
He said this because he knew the head holy men and elders had handed over Creator Sets Free because they were jealous of his reputation with the people. But the head holy men and the elders stirred the crowd into asking for Son of His Father to be released instead.
"What then would you have me do with the one you call chief of your tribal nation?"
"Nail him to the cross," they shouted with one voice.
"Why? What wrong has he done to deserve this?"
But they only shouted louder and stronger, "Nail him to the cross." So Spear of the Great Waters, to satisfy the crowd, released the man of violence, Son of His Father, to them. He then turned over the man of peace, Creator Sets Free, to the soldiers, to be whipped with cowhide strips and then nailed to a tree pole, the cross. The soldiers took Creator Sets Free away into the great hall of the governor's lodge, and all the soldiers gathered around him. They wrapped a purple chief blanket around him and twisted together a headdress from a thorn bush and pressed it into his head. "Honor! Honor to the chief of the tribes of wrestles with Creator," they said, mocking him as they bowed to the ground in front of him. And they spit on him and beat his head over and over again with a wooden staff.
Mm-hmm.
his trail of tears. When they were finished putting on their big show, they stripped him of the purple chief blanket and dressed him in his own clothes. The soldiers forced Creator Sets Free to carry a heavy wooden crossbeam on his back. He stumbled under the weight because he was weak from the beating he had endured, too weak to bear the burden. But they continued to march him down the road to the place where they would nail him to the cross. On the way, they came across a man who was just passing by, coming in from the countryside. The man's name was Listening Man, Simon, the father of Man Fighter, Alexander, and Red Man, Rufus. The soldiers forced him to carry the heavy crossbeam for Creator Sets Free. Nailed to the cross. The cross was an instrument of torture and terror used by the people of iron to strike fear into the hearts of any who dared to rise up against their empire. The victim's hands and feet would be pierced with large iron nails, fastening them to the tree pole. The victims would hang there, sometimes for days, until they were dead. This was one of the most cruel and painful ways to die ever devised by human beings. They brought Creator Sets Free to the place of the skull. There they gave him wine mixed with bitter herbs, but he would not drink it. Then they stripped him of his clothes and nailed him to a wooden tree pole, the cross, and gambled for his clothes by drawing straws to see who would win. It was the third hour of the day when they nailed him to the cross. Carved above his head onto a piece of wood was the accusation against him: chief of the tribes of wrestles with Creator. They also nailed two thieves to their own crosses, one to his right, the other to his left. And so this gave full meaning to the sacred teachings that said he will be counted among the outlaws, mocked by his own people. The people passed by, wagged their heads, and heaped insults on him. "Aha!" they laughed out loud. "So you can destroy the sacred lodge and build it again in 3 days, can you? Why not come down from that cross and save yourself?" The head holy men, along with the scroll keepers, also mocked him. "He sets others free," they said, "but he cannot even set himself free. Let the chosen one, the chief of the tribes of wrestles with Creator, come down from the cross now. Then we will believe." The men on crosses to his left and right also heaped insults upon him. At the sixth hour of the day, when the sun was high, darkness covered the whole land like a blanket for 3 hours. He cries out in sorrow. At the ninth hour, Creator Sets Free, speaking in his own language, cries out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, "O Great Spirit, my Creator, why have you left me alone?" Some of the people standing there heard him and said, "He is calling on the prophet. Great Spirit is Creator," also known as Elijah, "to help him." Someone then ran and soaked a cloth with bitter wine, put it on a staff, held it to his mouth, and said, "Wait, let us see if Great Spirit is Creator, Elijah. We'll come and take him down." Then Creator sets free. With his dying breath, lifted his voice, and with a loud cry, gave up his spirit. At that very moment, in the sacred lodge, the great heavy blanket that hung over the entry to the most holy place was torn from top to bottom. When the head soldier of the people of iron, who was standing in front of the Creator sets free, saw how he died, he said, "The man must truly be the son of the Great Spirit." Our Holy Week observance continues. We will gather again in this sanctuary on Holy Thursday, also known as Maundy Thursday, at 7 p.m. to share in a remembrance of the Last Supper. And the Good Friday worship service, there are various options you might find, but I would invite you to Easter Hill in Richmond, where we will be sharing in the seven last words. It is a long service and is a deeply meaningful service. It begins at noon. And then on Saturday, we will invite at least 10 of you, and God's going to let you know which one it is, to come here to help roll back the stone of these rocks. It's a little early for us because we are not celebrating the rolling back of the stone until Sunday, but I think in Australia it'll already be Resurrection Day. And so on behalf of our artist in residence, Clark Kellogg, I beseech thee to please come to help at what time? 10 a.m.? 10 a.m. to help carry these rocks out to return them to the one who let us borrow them. And a lot of coffee will be provided. And speaking of coffee and rising early, the next day is sunrise service at 6:30. Is there coffee or is it hot chocolate? Something. It's both. Okay. 6:30 at sunrise, let us gather for sunrise and then return here for our wonderful Resurrection Day celebration at 10 a.m. And now if you'll stand as you are able and comfortable, I send you forward into this most holy of weeks to be observant, mindful, deeply connected, and in tune with all that the Great Spirit has for you. Go now in peace. Amen. Amen.